file this next story in the category of I wish it would happen to me, but it never will. The $1.6 billion Mega Millions jackpot is still without a winner, and so is the $620 million Powerball prize. The next drawings are Tuesday and Wednesday, respectively, so you can keep the hope alive a little longer, I guess. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
First of all, let's get this question off the table. How many tickets did you buy last week?
You know, I bought zero.
Really?
Which means that my odds of winning were exactly zero.
You will not win.
Yeah, exactly. But I am going to buy some this week because you know what? I like the idea that, no, this is not my financial plan. It is not my retirement plan. It is a moment where I can have a little space to just imagine. It is
dream.
A dream. It's a couple of bucks to dream. That's it.
It's fun. It's also historic. A prize has never been this big before. So why has it been so high?
You know, the lottery officials, both at the Mega Millions and Powerball, were tinkering with the odds a few years ago, and they wanted to lessen the chance of winning a jackpot. So that, in turn, increases the opportunity for prizes to get to really big levels. And then as the money grows to those high figures, then more people get in and they want to get part of the action. But of course, you know, the odds are terrible.
They're more than terrible, Jill.
They are.
Let's just say them because they're fun. The odds of winning the Mega Millions, 1 in 302 million. Now, the odds of becoming the president of the United States, 1 in 10 million. The odds of reaching sainthood, 1 in 20 million.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the odds for a Jewish woman to become a saint is definitely zero. So I think that my odds are better to win the lottery. Okay. Here's some more fun ones. Will you do this just for 1 second? It's
Please.
Fun because I'm a geek about numbers. My favorite one, the odds of dating a supermodel is 88,000 to 1.
Well, that's
I don't know how
good.
They figured that out. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
You know, odds of getting attacked by a shark are like, you know, 1 in 4 million or so. And you will get struck by lightning more often than you think, 1 in 114,000, and odds of dying in an airplane crash, 1 in 200,000.
Huh.
So I think what we're saying is the odds are long, but who cares? It's fun.
Who cares? It's fun, and somebody's going to win, right? You were a financial planner at one point, and you had a lottery winner as a client. Blessing or a curse for that person?
Complete blessing. I mean, it was a curse because it was hard to manage it. But like really in the world at large, these two people came into my office in Providence, Rhode Island. They interviewed me and they said, oh, you know, we've come into some money. And I conducted the interview as I always do. And at the end of the interview, they said, we should tell you it wasn't because I said, what was the inheritance? And they said, oh, it wasn't an inheritance. I hit the lottery. I said, oh, how much in my jaundiced way? And they said $80 million. And I almost fell off my chair.
Yeah.
Anyway, they conducted the interview that way. They wanted to see what kind of human being I was, how I treated other people before they hired me.
Real quickly, I know a lot of people right now are getting their office pools together. We did it. The Here and Now office pool won all of $2.
Mm.
So we're going to fight over those 16 cents. But one of the rules I've heard is put it down in writing.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You can put it down in writing and, you know, be careful who you go into a pool with. And also, obviously, if you do win, you do want to kind of keep it under wraps as long as you can because you don't want everybody to know.
Yeah. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Good luck, Jill. You're going to need it.
I know. Thank you.